Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
State Representative Charles Key is our guest. Oklahoma has passed legislation saying that they are a sovereign state, not under federal or international control, that they're not going to allow gun confiscations or a, quote, new world order system to be brought into play. Upwards of 10 states have now introduced or are passing similar legislation. You know, we always try to be nice and go, we don't have a problem with law enforcement, peace officers, but we just want you to stop trying to make policy and cram things down our throats. Look, state police, local police, they've been bought off by the feds. That's on record, most of them. Some are good. But Representative Charles Key, you know, the state police in Oklahoma, I've interviewed police officers and detectives that worked on Oklahoma City case, the bombing. They helped cover it up with the feds. So I think we need to get past the point and, you know, just come. I mean, I have these articles every day. San Antonio Express News, property seizures seen as piracy. And it says all over the state of Texas, they pull over old ladies and take $4,000 out of their purse, or they get checkpoints and take everybody's watches. And it's just all right here. Senator Juan Hinojosa believes some law enforcement agencies in the cash-strapped district of Rio Grande Valley have become so dependent on profitable seizures, they routinely misapply the state civil forfeiture law. They have other state reps here talking about enough is enough. This is highway robbery. I mean, the police are out of control. 9 times out of 10 worldwide, police become the agents of oppression for the corrupt state and rob people. And that's just what America's turning into.
I'm tired of having to, you know, qualify what we say about law enforcement or other, you know, entities like that. But when you're in a position, in a political position like this, you know that somebody's going to take comments I make from a program like this and come back and use it against me. So, you know, it's good to qualify that. But anyway, let's get to the next subject. And I said I had two things I'd like to suggest what people do. The second one is I wouldn't say forget the federal government or the federal legislators, but put them on a back burner and put your efforts behind your state House and Senate members, and especially in these states where they've got these 10th Amendment type resolutions or other states, and get behind them. You know, we have some legislators in Texas that are interested in this, but I can tell they're kind of fearful about bringing it up. So they need to hear from the people in Texas and the other states. And there's legislators that want to address this problem. They want to do something about it, but they, unfortunately, they need some people to get behind them and help them. And we need to put our efforts at the state level, because the states are going to fix this. The feds are not going to. They've already caved.
Well, you talked about how you talk to your constituents and they're ready for revolution. The establishment knows that. That's why they're announcing 20,000 Homeland Security battle-hardened army troops to, quote, engage the American people. That's high treason right there.
Well, you know, it's real hard to, if it comes to that, it's real hard to take on 300 million people. So if people will just stand up, we can avert anything like that happening. We can fix it. We can do it without violence. We can do it peacefully. But people need to stand up, be counted. All they have to do is speak up. All they have to do is speak up. It's that simple.
Sir, how do folks visit any of the key Oklahoma City sites or any of your legislative page?
Well, our Oklahoma legislative page, you can just find it by Googling Oklahoma House of Representatives. And my office number is 405-557-7354. So it's easy to get a hold of me by email or telephone. And anybody in Oklahoma, if you're not already plugged into one of the many good groups in Oklahoma that's fighting for our Constitution and our country, please do that. If you're not, call me and I'll help you get plugged in.
Well, I just have to give you credit where credit's due. You're a great hero, and your help in passing the bill to declare sovereignty first has now led to 9 other states moving to do it. And this is history, so I just want to say that you're cut out of the same cloth as our founding fathers, Charles Key, and we salute you and pray for you.
Thank you. And we're not finished, Alex. People keep asking me, what are we going to do next? We're not finished. We're not going to stop right here.
Hold on one moment, sir. Let me see if you have time to come back and finish up with what's coming up.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones in this hour, into the next with Larry Pratt, into the fourth hour with open phones. A ton of just unbelievable news we're going to be covering. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Well, I do go to your calls. I'm giving each person 60 seconds. That way we get everybody on. 1-800-259-9231. Property seizure seen as piracy. I meant to get to this yesterday. I'm going to cover it right now. Then I'm getting into the health care rationing. And that's in their own words. Before they would deny it. Now they just admit it. Above 55, you just basically don't get health care. That's in the, quote, spending stimulus package. It's just a total globalist takeover, admittedly modeled off the British system. They're now announcing we are all socialists now in Newsweek, saying socialism will save us. This isn't even socialism. This is domestication. You know, are your pigs, if you own a hog farm and you go out and feed them, is it socialism? No. You own them. They're your slaves. You're going to butcher them. You're going to sell them. Property seizure seen as piracy, San Antonio Express News. Now, I see this in little local papers all the time, and then the police will pull over the riders and rough them up or take them to jail. That's come out in the news. More than 9 towns, last time I checked, according to San Antonio Express News, fly the Mexican flag over the courthouse, over the city buildings. English is not allowed in court. It's really bad in South Texas, but it's not just that the Mexican practice of mordido, beak dipping, kickbacks, shakedowns is coming here. It's all over. It's Boss Hogg as well. And the state police as well, they just take your money. And it's on record. It says a two-decade-old state law that grants authorities, really federal, the Fed's got it chartered and passed, a two-decade-old state law that grants authorities, they're not public servants, they're authorities, the power to seize property using crimes is wielded by some agencies against people who never are charged with, much less convicted of, criminal activity. Law enforcement authorities in East Texas town of 1,000 people seized property from at least 140 motorists between 2000 and 2008, and to date filed criminal charges against fewer than half, according to a review of court documents by the San Antonio Express News. Virtually anything of value was up for grabs, cash, cell phones, personal jewelry, a pair of sneakers, and often the very car that was being driven through town. Some affidavits filed by officers relied on the presence of seemingly innocuous property as the only evidence that a crime had occurred. Yeah, they'll go, what are these speakers? These are stolen. You're like, no, I have a speaker system. Get out of the car. I'm taking it all. If you don't like it, buddy, I could take you in the woods and kill you. Oh, yeah. I've talked to people that's happened to. Linda Dorman, a Akron, Ohio great-grandmother, had $4,000 in cash taken from her by local authorities when she was stopped while driving through town after visiting Houston in April 2007. Yeah, I see famous cases. I see cases all the time where a neighbor will see somebody putting a rifle in the back of their truck to go deer hunting or the shooting range. The police are called. They go, well, we just started coming in your house without a warrant because the neighbor was scared by the gun. They said that you kind of pointed it in their direction when you walked out to your car because you had it in your hand. And they come in and go, Oh, you got some gold coins there on the wall. I'm going to take those. And they just take it and laugh. In fact, it was a case in Tucson of a gun shop, been there for more than 30 years. We interviewed them. They had hidden cameras in case thieves broke in. It caught the VATF. The town had passed a new law that, you know, there's thousands of these cases, literally thousands. I can't even remember them all, even half of them. This was a few years ago. And they the town had passed a law that pawn shops had to pay a yearly fee, a couple hundred bucks. Well, he didn't even know his town, where he lived outside town, the business had been annexed, and he wasn't a pawn shop. But the law said that gun shops were pawn shops. So the BATF hit, they arrest him, take him to jail, and then there's hours of them on the hard drive, on the camera, laughing and going, hey, listen, I get this one. This gun's worth $4,000. You know, carved shotguns, you know, high-quality British shotguns. And they were just there discussing how they were going to steal them. This is what America is, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on. Linda Dorman of Akron, Ohio, great-grandmother, had $4,000 in cash taken from her by local authorities when she was stopped while driving a car through town after visiting Houston in April 2007. I've seen them robbing grandma story over and over again because that always seems to get in the news. Old ladies carry a lot of cash around with them. It's over. And they know who to pick out, too. I'm going to take this cash. You're not against officers, are you? Court records make no mention that anything illegal was found in her van. She's still hoping for the return of what she calls her life savings. You're Al-Qaeda, lady. You're not getting it, according to them. Dorman's attorney, David Gullery, calls the roadside stops and seizures in Tenahanna, T-E-N-A-H-A, highway piracy undertaken by police, by a couple of law enforcement officers whose agendas get to keep most of what was seized. And it goes on, Gulleroy is suing officials in the town in Shelby County on behalf of Dorman and nine other clients as property was confiscated. All were African Americans driving either rentals or vehicles with out-of-state plates. And this is how it works. It's all tribalism. The Mexicans mainly rob gringos in the Mexico-run towns in South Texas. And, I mean, it's openly. This is Mexico. And then the whites mainly rob blacks. And there aren't many towns run by blacks, but we have seen cases of the towns run by blacks robbing whites and Mexicans and others. And this is just how it works, but they rob everybody else, too. I mean, you know, it's Dulleroy alleges in the lawsuit that while his clients were detained, they were presented with an ultimatum. Waive your rights to your property in exchange for a promise to be released and to not be criminally charged. He said most did, as Dorman did, signing the waiver to avoid jail. The state's asset seizure law requires that law enforcement agencies file criminal charges and civil forfeiture cases. It requires, for some reason I'm not reading too well today, it doesn't require. The state's asset seizure law doesn't require that law enforcement agencies file criminal charges and civil forfeiture cases. It requires only a preponderance of evidence that the property was used in the commission of certain crimes, such as drug crimes, or brought with the proceeds of those crimes. Yeah, so the cops feel good about themselves. They always go, but they keep the money themselves. Where'd you get all this money? This is a nice car. How do you afford this? No judge, no jury, no nothing. There's a lesser burden that is required in a criminal case. And it allows police departments and prosecutors to divvy up what they get from such seizures. What critics say is a built-in incentive for unscrupulous. And it goes on. Underfinanced law enforcement agencies to illegally strip motorists of their property. Oh, they're underfinanced. So they have to engage in highway robbery because they're underfinanced. See how this article even acts like it's okay? Some lawmakers fed up with calls from irate constituents say enough is enough. Senator John Whitmore, Democrat Houston, chairman of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, said the state's asset forfeiture law is being abused by enough jurisdictions across the state that he wants to rewrite major sections of it next year. The idea that people lose their property but are never charged and never get it back, that's theft as far as I'm concerned, he said. And it goes on and on from there. That means law enforcement agencies in the valley tend to target vehicles heading south of the border rather than neighbor northbound cars, Hinojosa said, because the southbound vehicles are more likely to be transporting cash, the profits from the drug trade, as opposed to just the drugs. Folks, they're only hiring more and more police, more and more cops, more and more agencies. They're always expanding. There was less than 1 million cops 10 years ago. There's now close to 3 million. Obama wants to expand that. And the police know the government ships in the drugs. And then low-level dealers, they love to shake them down and rob them. But then once you've robbed a bunch of drug dealers, why not go ahead and just rob citizens? Because it's all about the cash. They would hate it if this ended. $400 billion in narcotics profits a year. And you can Google these cases. More than 10,000 cases in the last 10 years in Dallas of the police just pulling a nice car over, dropping a bag of chalk in the back, stealing the car, stealing their belongings, stealing their Rolex watches, taking everything they've got. And it came out and it was admitted and the police just said, well, what's wrong with that? Houston. 4,000 plus people framed. Police chief didn't even get in trouble. Where they just, anybody that they put in a, quote, crime lab request for a court case, they just falsified it. That's why when you read articles like the one that was in the Statesman today about how basically everybody that's arrested, anybody with a Class B misdemeanor, anybody else not convicted, will have your blood taken. This is the same police chief that we've had in studio. It's under federal tutelage. They're doing it all over the country where they don't even have real warrants. They just have these rubber stamp warrants, and they want police to take your blood to, quote, stop DWIs. Police chiefs want expanded DNA database. See, now it's blood. Samples will be taken from anyone suspected of a Class B misdemeanor or above. For the first time, hundreds of thousands of Texans arrested on suspicion of crimes would be forced to give samples of their DNA to law enforcement officers under a change in state law being pushed by Texas' top six police chiefs, including Austin's police chief, Art Acevedo. Now, this started in England about 15 years ago. They said, oh, well, if you're arrested, well, now it's just if you're stopped, they take your blood, and that'll be next. But the big dirty secret here is, anybody 36 years old or younger has had your blood taken at birth and put in an illegal database. People denied that for years. Now it's declassified and admitted. This is the shadow government, and they want to frame you with this blood. They claim it's for your safety. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Way up. All right, I'm going to go straight to your calls. Then I'm later in the hour going to get into health rationing and the new stimulus bill. We're going to get into some of the other police state news in this headline. We are all socialists now. That means you're under the control of the banksters. It means you got to be a slave, go out around with your hand out. That's why they're destroying the economy, to train you to be a slave. Let's go ahead and talk to JT in Colorado. JT, welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Great to talk to you. I have some clarification for you on the 10th Amendment sovereignty resolution that the Representative Key was talking about. Oklahoma isn't the first, Alex. This movement has been alive now for 14 years.
And Oklahoma was the first, and he was involved in it in 1994.
Well,
I'm not talking about the one they just passed last year. Go ahead.
Well, no, the whole thing started in Colorado in 1994, and I've been working hard keeping this thing alive because I was the representative legislative aide.
Oh, good.
That put this thing together back in 1994. And Oklahoma's only passed this one now in one house. They did it originally in 1995 in one house. But they never could get it out because the Oklahoma City bombing was designed specifically to stop patriot groups from using state legislatures.
No, I know. And NORTHCOM is built all around this. I knew Colorado had been involved as well. Fill us in, sir, since you were the legislative aide who helped push all this.
Well, it was passed by both houses of the Colorado State Legislature on and signed on April 21st of 1994. And if anyone wants to see the legislative history, they can go over to the Prison Planet Forum. Every forum that I've been on since I was drummed out of the State House back in 1996, I have put this thing up as a sticky. I've tried to get to be moderators. I'm a moderator on your forum. And this thing is real. And once these things are passed, they are not rescinded. They have no sunset. Once a state has passed through both houses of its legislature, this 10th Amendment sovereignty resolution, they have affirmed that the 10th Amendment will be the law that relegates federal government mandates, any laws. So like what New Hampshire's doing with the, they're being very specific, you know, no martial law, no gun confiscation. What Charles Key was talking about earlier, and I talked to Charlie, good Lord, 14 years ago, and what they're doing with the Real ID Act. The federal government has to show that absolute chapter and verse constitutionality for any federal mandate under the 10th Amendment resolution. And these states like Colorado, who they have a new bunch of people in the state house now who have no idea what laws are on the books. And HJR 94 1035 is on the books. California is the same way. They passed it in May of 1994.
And that's the reason. Wow, great job, sir. Well, we need to have you on as a guest. Send your info to joeyv@infowars.com, and I'll set up with your credentials and your background and the link to it, and we'll have you on as a proper guest. But let me just add something here. We've got some bad news for folks. The Senate has passed the stimulus, and it currently had the federalization of health care and the rationing for those over the age of 55 from health care. This is just horrible news. This is the Associated Press. Senate passes stimulus. Treasury unveils bank help. So they are moving ahead with more looting. But people always want solutions from us. They say there's no solutions. All we give is solutions here. And it is the state legislatures. That's a large part of it. And it's the counties and cities, the people taking these back. And absolutely, we need to enumerate what the feds are doing, how they're illegitimate, and circle the wagons at the state level. Because if you look at the attack profile of the feds, which are really the globalists, they are worried about the states. That's what NORTHCOM, John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51 are all about. So their entire attack system is based around defending against that, showing us that's one of the big solutions. And so, listeners, a lot of you say there's no solutions because you don't want to hear solutions because you want to sit on your butts and say you didn't hear solutions. This has been a solution. What's the title on Prison Planet Forum so people can search it to read the original legislation and your info?
That can be found on the radio show page. And I just have people type into the search block, "We will defeat the New World Order." Or
we will defeat the New World Order. Okay. Send your info to joeyv@infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
And the establishment doesn't like that. They want you to be dependent on them, domesticated, institutionalized.
I own whiskey and I own smoke too. Too many things these old boys can't do.
And the Senate has passed it. Total socialism. Massive takeover.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Can't do that with the premises ID.
Country folks can survive.
Gotta shut down those farms and ranches.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. Senate passes stimulus. Treasury unveils bank help. And it's all secret as usual. The Senate approved. President Barack Obama's giant economic stimulus measure on Tuesday, part of a string of powerful government steps that could marshal close to $3 trillion in taxpayer and private money to revive the collapsing national economy. That on top of the $8.5 trillion they've stolen, and they're not talking on where it went. Won't even tell Congress. Yeah, and if you don't like it, they got Northcom to sick on you. The 61-37 vote by the Senate was a key victory for the president, but sets up difficult negotiations with the House, which passed a highly different version of the $838 billion bill approved Tuesday. So now it goes into committee, and we better get on. You want solutions? It's you calling Congress and calling the media and making sure that every person you know understands, including young people, when you get old, and this is just a start, 55 or older, you get your health care rationed. That is in the bill. And I'm going to cover that later. It is federal takeover, more federal control. Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on the air. How's it going, Mike?
I'm here.
You want to talk?
Good day, Mr. Jones.
Hey.
I just had a quick question. I was listening to your show yesterday with your guest from Oklahoma, the governor. You were talking about state sovereignty. And then you had a caller call in, and he was asking about the UCC redemption process. And I was kind of wondering if you believed that there was any type of individual sovereignty that we could achieve.
Yes, you have individual sovereignty, because if somebody tries to make you their slave, you can stick a knife in them, or you can shoot them. That's it. Listen, what did Tony Montana say in Scarface? There's only one thing in this world that gives orders. There's only one thing that lets you be free. There's only one thing, and what is that? It is the will to stand up and fight. This government doesn't follow its own laws. It doesn't follow. It's completely criminal. It doesn't care if you file UCC stuff. It doesn't care what you do. It does what it wants. It's called tyranny. And I've seen all this patriot mythology send so many people to prison, and most of it's bull. Now, can you, within these corrupt courts, use the Constitution, Bill of Rights, use procedure, use their violation of law and precedent to prosecute them? Yes. Yes, are there? But the problem is that so much of what we hear in patriot mythology isn't real. The good news is, let's say they expand zoning and say they're giving you $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass. Then what you do is you go, and they always misapply even their own regulations, plus the regulations unconstitutional, and you can fight that and defeat it. Does filing something and claiming your sovereignty to the Queen of England, they don't care. They don't care. It's all about political will. Freedom is not given. It is taken. It is seized. See, they're seizing our liberty. They are freebooting all over us. They are piratically jumping onto us and dominating us. We have to start howling right back and get in the fight and politically fight them, spread the word, resist, and then tell them, we're not turning our guns in, we're not going to FEMA camps, we're not letting you draft our children, we're not letting bureaucrats come in our house and do a green assessment. No, 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 no. You are criminal, you are illegitimate. This is about the moral imperative. This is about who has the high ground. We have the moral high ground. This is a bankrupt, degenerate, criminal group. It's not even government.
Yep, it sure is. I was just thinking along the lines of nonviolent means and trying to, you know, not have conflict with the system.
Well, the system is a eugenics wrecking ball meant to carry out eugenics on you and your family.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are climbing poles and bashing out cameras, government cameras. A lot of people are spray painting websites on billboards.
Exactly. Any of that violent stuff. I would rather be able to, you know, if I'm charged with a ticket and I don't feel it's fair, I just want to be able to handle it, you know, the litigation.
You need
process.
To fight the whole system and go in and demand and then go through the radar guns, meters, and go through the officer's oath and go through it all. But more than that, I appreciate your call. I do not consider, I'm not saying do this, I'm saying this is what the Founding Fathers did. They beat up public officials. I'm just telling you what they did in the decade leading up to 1775 when the British came to confiscate the guns. They handed out flyers exposing corruption. they would shun bureaucrats. If a bureaucrat was sitting in a tavern eating a steak, they'd walk up and say, "You're a piece of filth and a piece of garbage," and they'd harry him, and they'd call him out in church, and they'd scream at him. And they got aggressive, and they had liberty poles they put up on city property. And if they took them down, they'd put them back up. And if the feds took them down, they'd burn down the fed sign. And they would gather, and they got aggressive. And then the feds would grab a patriot and beat him to death. And, well, then suddenly bureaucrats would get beaten to death. I mean, that's how this country was founded. And anybody that doesn't like it doesn't know what this nation's all about. Now, I don't want to go that route because the establishment could care less about its enforcers, and they want to get a hot war going on, because that will further destroy the economy in the country, and the globalists can sit offshore and laugh. I want to expose the tyranny and the treason that's going on and have the people stand up and say no to it, so that there's such a hue and cry that people see what's happening. We have to discredit the system. It's bad. It's evil. It's not broken, though. It's working just like it's meant to steal and rob and control and domesticate. What does a serial killer do? They tie you down so they can have their way with you. We're being tied down by government, by bureaucracy. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your call. David in Wisconsin, go ahead.
Hey, old comrade. Winston Smith here. How about a shot of victory vodka for the destruction of our beloved republic?
It's victory gin and choco rations.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Alex, the last two times I called you, I wanted to mention KRS-One. Because you've had Paris on there and that. And then I turn it on and you have KRS-One. Didn't you find what a real dude he was, huh? And the other thing is Lindsey Williams back on again, and the things that he said. It was real exciting. You just got the top show, Alex, and I just want to encourage you again.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. We're trying to get Professor Griff on. We got a call from him in his office. And then he said he had to go out of town unexpectedly and was going to be on last Thursday or Friday, and we'll see what happens with that. That'll be exciting, but we want to reach out to all communities, get everybody together against the New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Michigan.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I called in last week. I've been trying to get a hold of you again. Your show's getting so popular, it's hard to get in, but I'm lucky to have gotten a hold of you again. Last week we had some news here in Michigan. It was on just local, you know, Detroit news here, that BASF has revealed a cop car. It's, they call it the black and white Batmobile by Carbon Motors and the Homeland Security contractor. It has weapons of mass destruction sensors, radiation, chemical, and biological weapon detectors, they called it. And I'm like, well, they had a real good time finding them in the first place in Iraq, right? But
well, they can detect them at their own bases before they carry out staged terror attacks.
Right. It says it's built up the ground up. I was taking notes on it. It's built up the ground up like a military vehicle, and we don't want these vehicles getting into the public's hands, they said. And it can read 1,500.
Well, yeah, because we're the enemy. They can't have the enemy having their weapons. They're here to ship in narcotics and rule over us and put all our kids in prison.
Well, can we stop them from, like, releasing us and just say, I don't want the military on the streets? It can read 1,500 license plates permanent against a criminal database, it says.
Oh, they've already got most police. A lot of police cars already have that. It's Pentagon-designed grid. The Pentagon has announced the American people are the enemy of the, quote, U.S. government. Well, that's not the U.S. government. The country has been hijacked. They're arming to the teeth against us, brainwashing the police against the public. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Send me a link to that. We'll post it up on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Anthony in New Jersey, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for doing what you do. I just want to have a suggestion for all the people. One thing I'm trying to do around my town is just plant random fruit trees and open spaces, try to establish community gardens. Seems, in my estimation, one of the two main things we have to secure is food supplies and liquid fuels. After that, everything else should, you know, it'll be hard enough. But, I mean, without food and without fuel to...
Yeah, that's it. This is feudalism. I mean, what did they put Iraq under? But 14 years of siege before they went in and blew the daylights out of them now for six more years. 3 million total dead, 1,300,000 dead since the liberation 5 years and 11 months ago. So all of this is going on. That's what they want here. It's in the Rand Corporation documents, covered in Endgame. It's in the Club of Rome documents. They want feudalism. They take over the farms with big agribusiness. They pay companies to go offshore.
bailout for the auto industries is so they can move to Brazil and China. That's in the mainstream news. It's all about getting us into a fiat economy, getting us all in debt, and then pulling the rug out from under us.
I can get authorization from the town council to do this in public spaces as well. I mean, it has plenty of like little scrub areas away from everything, but in the main centers, in the main areas, and planters, you know, just food. I love when you go to South America, Central America, and you can just, you know, randomly run into a tree with some food on it. And,
well, that's
really
what Germany. That's what Germany's always done, and I totally agree with you. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd also like to just and try to encourage everybody to be Jesus-like. You know, Jesus stayed strong in the face of adversity. And love is the key.
It is. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Laser in the United Kingdom. Go ahead, Laser.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, but these phones are really bad right now, or maybe it's the network phone system I'm becoming convinced of. Are you on an IT phone?
I'm on Skype, but I tried you on Vonage, and I get through with everybody else, and it seems fine.
Well, when you hear the replay, you'll notice it's not fine. Go ahead and make your point quickly.
Okay, I just wanted to, a quick riddle for you. If you know the difference between a bank bailout and a Ponzi scheme, well, the Ponzi scheme, you're going to make a return on your investment, but a bank bailout, the government takes your money, gives it to the bank, lends it back to you at interest, and they just keep cycling it every 20 years.
That's it. Good point. Anything else?
No, that's it for now.
Hey, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling from the UK. Stefan in South Carolina, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, I was calling because there was two things. I just actually just woke up like last week. I was watching YouTube and at KRS-One, and then yeah, I don't know. I think he was talking about your name, and then I went to the website and everything, and I watched Planet Endgame and all that. I was trying to talk to my mom about it because she's been in the military for 20 years, and I was trying to talk, and then she would just get like violent with me and just calling me all type of names without even hearing the facts. And I'm trying to see like what can I do to like bring more facts to the table without.
Well, I mean, the best thing we've done is what woke you up. It's a film. A salesman will tell you, say a vacuum cleaner salesman, that it's hard to sell something to people that know you, your friends, your family, your neighbor. Familiarity breeds contempt. So what you do is you try to sell people who don't know you. They actually have more respect for you. But if you're going to sell somebody on the truth, you do it with films. Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Eye of the Phoenix, all the films available at InfoWars.com. Get the films. You're free to make copies of all the documentaries I've made. Give them to people, just burn copies, give them to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and say, hey, just tell me what you think of this. This is pretty cutting-edge stuff, or, ooh, this is radical forbidden stuff, because it really is. The establishment doesn't like it being out there. And then they will wake up. See, people in the past, just 30 years ago, were on their front porches. They were barbecuing. They were hanging out with their neighbors. They were at the bowling alley. They went to bingo. Even if it was just, you know, fun activities, their entertainment was talking to fellow humans. Now, I've talked to people, you know, who've lived in New York their whole life or Chicago, and before, people watching was great with a telescope. They're not peeping Toms. They're just watching folks have arguments or watching folks cook dinner. You know, you'd look through the telescope and see people having lives. Now you don't see that. You see glowing blue at night. And I've been in high-rises in Austin in people's apartments at night, and you look across at other high-rises. Every window that somebody's in, they're just watching TV. They're watching TV. It's glowing. That's their friend. That's who they talk to. That's who they identify with, is the people in the sitcoms and the dramas that are all chock full of messages. And so the globalists know how to create crises because they understand that people are scared. And so first they scare you. We're going to have a depression. It's bad. Give us a banker bailout, it'll fix it. Oh, it was worse than we thought. Give us this new stimulus package that really socializes health care, rations it, federalizes more stuff. You know, and then in a month or two, it'll be, oh, we got to have even more. It's the crisis. Oh, we got to have troops on the streets. The crisis. Oh, we've got to. And anybody that doesn't go along with it, they're the reason things are getting worse. And so your mother has just been put in the psychological position. Your mother excelled in the government because she did follow orders. Others then followed her orders. She was given power within the system. And she sees you as a private. And what is she, a sergeant or something higher?
Yes, she was a master sergeant, I think.
Yeah, so exactly. She's with the government. She's a master sergeant. Who are you? All the years she put up with hell in the military following orders so she could give orders. Who were you to tell her the government isn't good? No! No! It's not true! It's not true!
Exactly.
It's not true, Stefan! No! No, don't tell me my reality's fake! Don't tell me! Don't tell me the HPV shot's gonna kill people! But see, you tell her things, and then down the road, she will remember you were right. This is an instant. You ever seen Force 10 from Navarone when they bomb the dam? And he says, be patient, be patient. Then it starts busting. Water starts shooting out. They've blown the dam. It's the same thing with people's minds, unlocking them, blasting the cases they're in. Just keep intensifying the firepower. We will defeat them. Don't worry about if it's having an effect. Keep slugging and slugging and slugging in the info war and never stop.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Stefan, I can tell you exactly how your mother behaved and what she did. But the key is, she'll never understand it until you tell her. She will wake up later. Educate her about history. Show her Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Anything else you want to add, Stefan, from South Carolina?
That's another thing. I want to know how else I can, because I've got this, like, fire in me. I just want to tell. I want to open up as many eyes, you know, as I can. And I want to know what else I'll be able, you know, what else I can do.
Well, I have to say it. There's no other broadcast like this one. Do I do the best job? No. But we are taking action. We got guts, and guts is enough. We have a free podcast every day. The show streams. We're on a lot of AM and FM, shortwave. Just tell your email list, your friends, your family, listen to the InfoWars.com show. It's on 24 hours a day, live 11 to 3 Central, noon to 4 Eastern. And the films are all free online. They're all free at YouTube and Google. You don't even have to buy them. Go get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement online. Give it to people. But I suggest they tend to watch it. They get a link for a video. It's not that high a quality. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 15 cents a day. Paul still hadn't taken the special down. We can get 5 months free right now. And you can share your passcode with up to 7 people. But it only allows, under your code, 7 IPs. We turned it up from 3 IPs addresses to 7. So get a $5.95 a month membership that then supports us. You can burn all my films in high quality to disc, the audio in higher quality, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. It'll be 5 years in April. We've had it up. So it's all a huge archive, and then share that IP address, and then you can send her the link with an easy passcode. She can watch it all in quality, or buy Endgame. You can get it as low as $9.95 on the site and burn copies of it, but give it to her in the nice color cover and say, Mom, I love you. Just as a favor, watch this, and then, you know, check into what's happening. And let me guess, she thinks Obama's going to save us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go, Mom. She said that that they were going to close Gitmo, but if you read the executive order, it doesn't really do that. Well, Mom, he said he wasn't going to hire lobbyists. That's all he's been doing. Well, Mom, he kept all the Bush people over. Well, Mom, the very bankers that changed the laws and let them loot us in the 90s are the ones he brought back into his administration. Well, Mom, he's calling for a new world order, and then say, Mom, it's not that Obama's bad. Okay, it does say something good about the American people, that including the majority of white folks that voted for Obama. So that is racial equality, but it's going to be a cruel joke, a cruel hoax in the end, and say, Mom, I just don't want to see you suckered. But see, she's the master sergeant, and she doesn't like you sitting there telling her things. So, you know, try to educate her and then move on for Mom.
All right.
Good to hear from you, sir. I appreciate your call. You know, let her watch Endgame, where it shows how the government's done all these testing on the American people, especially black folks, and then go, hey, Mom, Obama just doubled the funding for eugenics in Africa. See, that's how you handle it. And speaking of films, we got Larry Pratt coming up. He's on ISDN, John, so let's go ahead and get him on. Go ahead and call him, get that set up. I'm going to go right to him. And we'll continue calls and news. There's just so much of it here. And it's kind of like I'm sitting down at a heaping helping of nightmares. I don't even want to get into all this because it's so much to analyze. It's so off the charts. It blows me away how real this is, that we were right about everything and it's really happening. I mean, they're making their move right now. But, yes, get the films like Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. This just came out, and we have it discounted out of the gate. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, available at InfoWars.com. Endgame, Terror Storm, Fabled Enemies, get them. And it supports us. I'm hiring a bunch of new people. We're expanding. We're going to start a daily 5-minute little news boil down where I cover the top news. Jason Burmes is starting a new weeknight show here. He's moving to Austin. Got a bunch of other things we're going to be announcing soon. In the midst of all of this, we know it's our job to fight, so we're up in our game. And how do you support us? You purchase the books and videos so we can get the word out. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the third hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.